This is Bostancı checkpoint. Many people will cross from here to come and vault by the next Greek Cypriot village.
Niazi Kizilere crosses the buffer zone that divides the northern part of Cyprus from the south every day on the campaign trail. He's 60 years old, fluent in Turkish and Greek, and famous throughout the island for his contributions to create peace, first as a professor, author, and filmmaker, now as a politician too. Kızılırak is the only candidate in these elections who's visiting the whole country.
Human beings, we try to get something better for each generation. A small island, I mean, why not peace? If we don't arrive at peace, nothing is secure what we are living right now. It's a divided island, it's a conflict herd, which you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
At the end of May, 50 polling stations will be installed along the buffer zone, or the green line, so that northern Cypriots can vote in the European elections. The Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus is only recognized by the Ankara government. The international community officially regards this territory as part of the Greek Cypriot Republic, and therefore part of the European Union, though EU law is suspended there. Almost 100,000 Turkish Cypriots hold a European passport, and Kızılırak says attitudes towards the EU are changing.
When they are Turkish Cypriots, they turn their back to the EU, like ignoring the EU or being disappointed. Now this, with my candidacy, seems to be changing a bit. They discover again their European identity and they want to mobilize this time.
Today, Kızılırak is campaigning in Famagusta, a coastal town about 1 hour east of Nicosia, in the Turkish part of the island. He's a candidate for AKEL, the main Greek Cypriot opposition party. Kızılırak's goals? Bringing both communities together and fighting against nationalism, not only in Cyprus, but all over the EU. In a small side road, close to the main mosque, 40 students are sitting on wooden benches, drinking gin and tonics and focusing on one topic, the EU. Kızılırak is not only campaigning for his own party, he wants to remind young Turkish Cypriots that they are part of the EU too. 5 years ago, during the 2014 elections to the European Parliament, only 2,500 people from the north cast their vote. That's less than 3% of those eligible to do so.
I have never voted on the European Parliament elections before because I didn't quite know that we could even vote, to be honest. And like, we didn't know anybody because it was always from the other side.
Now there's someone who's actually understanding us, understanding the youth, understand what difficulties we are actually dealing with and how we want to actually be in part of the EU and Europe.
In the world, they don't really know us, and he can represent us and show them who we are.
Ever since Turkey invaded the north of the island more than 40 years ago, Turkish Cypriots have been isolated from the rest of the EU. The border with the south only opened in 2003. The island's division is part of their everyday lives. There are two currencies, two mobile networks, and two languages. Many people here have never crossed the border, and the peace process seems dead. Ezra Aycin, a young Turkish Cypriot journalist, has been reporting on the conflict for more than 20 years. This time, her hopes are high. A candidate like Niazi Kızılırak could finally push the island forward.
For the first time in the history of Cyprus, Turkish Cypriots, Greek Cypriots, they are voting for the same candidate only because of the visions that he is putting forward. This is something that will tear down a lot of taboos in Cyprus. The widespread perception or the belief is that, you know, a Turkish Cypriot can never represent a Greek Cypriot. Niazi is undoing all of these taboos.
But not everyone is so optimistic. Kızılırak is campaigning with the AKEL party, whose members rejected the Cyprus reunification plan in 2004. So some fear that he isn't really standing up for Turkish Cypriot interests. Kızılırak wraps up his campaigning in Famagusta and heads off to his next speech in Bostancı village. And he's optimistic that he'll soon be heading further afield, to Brussels. Surveys show that more Turkish Cypriots will take part in these elections than before, and 80% indicate that they will vote for him.
Because supporting me is to support an idea. And any vote which will come to me, it will not just be a vote for someone to go to European Parliament, it will be a vote for peace, reconciliation and living together.
Zira Thierry, DW Famagusta.